Peace, family. Eka ro. Bawonito on my family. Hold on, let's get some more people in the chat room before we get started. But if you guys remember, a couple days ago, I did a video basically stating in regards to the Central Park Five, how Linda Fairstein, who was the villain, the evil prosecutor, she's still evil, Donald Trump, Obama, Clinton, Kamala Harris, Biden, how they are all the same people. I did a video on that. So I'm doing some research, and guess what? Linda Fairstein, the evil prosecutor, lead prosecutor, head prosecutor on the Central Park Five case, is a huge Democratic Party donor and personal friend of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. That's why I don't know what it's going to take for Black people to realize left wing, right wing, same bird. These are all the same people. They're all the same. They are all the same people. I'm going to read the article. And to think, you know, again, I'm not saying go vote Republican. But the Black Democrats, the Black liberals that want to push this narrative that the Republican Party is the party of the racist and that the Democratic Party is not, you are so disillusioned and completely out of touch. And it's to the point now, I just think you're just slow. I got that greasy forehead, goodness. Greasy forehead, dang. Now, Linda Fairstein, again, the racist. I mean, have you guys seen the documentary yet or the series? I mean, these kids were getting grilled and interrogated, no lawyer. Families weren't in the actual interrogation room. And Linda Fairstein was heading all of this. When it came past that the kids didn't do it and the DNA didn't match, she wasn't remorseful at all. But she became a huge author. Served on a number of nonprofit boards and was a huge donor, her family, her and her husband, to Hillary Clinton, was a close friend of Hillary Clinton, was a close friend of Obama. And again, the people who keep saying that Donald Trump is the racist, the Republican Party is the party of racism. There are a ton of Linda Fairsteins running around littered throughout the Democratic Party. A ton of them. I keep telling people, when I was in LA, you know, before I left Atlanta, I was a huge liberal. I was a Democrat. You know, I'll be front lines. You know, let's save the whales. Let's save the ozone layer. You know, let's save the illegal immigrants. You know, I'm for the LGBTQ alphabet community. I supported everything. I was a huge liberal when I was in LA. Then I started to engage and come in contact with the Linda Fairstein types. I started to notice that all these fringe groups that Black people go out and, you know, fight for and become cannon fodder for, they didn't reciprocate. I saw the conditions that Black people were facing in LA And none of these liberals and Democratic Party, Maxine Waters, none of them was there to even try to at least act like you cared or fix the issues or address the issues. Thank you. They worked together. Three strikes, crime bill. If you don't think there are Linda Fairstein types in Joe Biden's ear and Kamala Harris's ears, who support the Democratic Party. Thank you, Ralph Norman of Virginia, Democrat, blackface. I'm trying to be nice. Again, I'm not saying go vote Republican, but if you think you're just so smart and, you know, you're gonna out-trick the system, and, you know, we keep saying, you know, we're gonna vote for the least of two evils. We're already starting that shit. And it was just obvious in the last election that Hillary Clinton was more evil than Donald Trump, if you look at the track record. If you look at the facts in the track record, Hillary Clinton was more evil than Donald Trump. But we have every stalling tactic in the book, an excuse to not, on why we cannot get off the plantation. Don't be fake outrage and have Central Park 5 tears about what happened to the boys. Don't be upset at Donald Trump for his lack of remorse in regards to his full page ad he put out in the newspapers wanting the death penalty for the boys. But then turn around and say you're going to vote for the Democratic Party. Turn around and say you're going to vote for Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. They're all the same. And black people have to have, it's time we have adult and big boy and big girl conversations on how we just need to vote for a third party. It's time for black people to break the two-party system. It's time to have an adult conversation about that. But no one wants to have an adult conversation about it. All I hear is least of two evils and a bunch of, again, Negro stalling tactics. That's all I hear. That's all I hear. When it's right here in your, in fact, let me read this article. Hold on. I'm going to put the link to the article in the chat room. All right, so guys, so this is the article. Linda Fairstein, this is on WWD.com. Author Linda Fairstein. Oh, did I misspell her name? I misspelled her name. Hold on, let me spell her name right. Hold on 1 second. I didn't butcher the girl. Let me at least spell her name right. But Linda Fairstein. Oh, no, they misspelled it. In the article. Okay. Author Linda Fairstein will skip this week's DNC to promote her new book, Killer Look, which is set in the fashion business. Former prosecutor turned thriller writer. I mean, she went after these innocent kids and it turned into a book writing career. Must be nice. It was huge, too. It was very big. Author Linda Fairstein will skip this week's DNC's, will skip this week's Democratic National Convention to promote her new book, Killer Look, which is set in the fashion business. Former prosecutor turned thriller writer Linda Fairstein has set her newest book, Killer Look, in the fashion industry. Out today. From Dutton. The 400-page summer read is the 18th in the author's series, rooted in the life of Alex Cooper. Fairstein's friend, Hillary Clinton, has publicized her fandom. So Hillary Clinton was a fan of Linda Fairstein, but here we go with the stalling tactics. Oh, I'm with her. Oh, Hillary Clinton is the least of two evils. Oh, Donald Trump's the racist. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is openly and unapologetically supporting a racist. But we gave every excuse on why we had to vote for Hillary Clinton. Instead of just saying, look, until our demands are met as a black people, we're not going to vote at all. Again, we had every Negro stalling tactic out there, an excuse on why we had to vote for Hillary Clinton, when she's supporting and is a fan of the likes of Linda Fairstein. Having led the sex crimes unit of the Manhattan District Attorney's Office from 1976 until 2002, Fairstein knows the criminal world better than most. Just as the beginning of her book tour, with a book signing at Barnes & Noble on the Upper East Side later today, the author talked about her career's past and present in an interview today. Most mornings start early with three cups of black coffee, a bit of email distraction, and then Fairstein gets to work in her Upper East Side home office or in her writer's cottage on her Martha's Vineyard property. This lady has dough. A 2-hour lunch with Fern Malice, a friend of 25 years at Fred's at Barney's, New York, helped to percolate the research for her latest book. I always go in by saying, look, I've got to kill people and I need motives that might be real, she says. No holds barred. Fern just lit up and I filled up one of those large moleskin notebooks. Here, Fairstein discusses her writing, The Fashion World and Hillary Clinton. WWD, that's the name of the publication. The Costume Institute's Met Ball comes into play. Have you ever been? Linda Fairstein replies, I'm like a kid with her nose against the candy store window. I'll follow it closely as I did with this year's gowns. I love it, but I've never been. WWD, what did you find most unexpected about the fashion industry? Linda Fairstein, the global impact and the size of the haute couture market. Millions of dollars with Muslim women was just a complete surprise to me. I didn't know that Dolce & Gabbana and other companies were designing specifically for that market. They have to be covered in hijabs, and yet they can't have bling on their sandals and eyeglasses, and nothing else shows. That's one of the things that put me in the direction of having my victim and killer look be a businessman and not a runway model. As so many Dress to Kill murder mysteries do, I wanted to get into the business end of the business. Okay, here we go. WWD, will you be hosting the Obamas at all when they vacation on Martha's Vineyard or go to the Democratic National Convention? Linda Fairstein, I won't be hosting them. I've seen them every summer at somebody else's. God, again, they all roll in the same circle in the same pack. I know them and I admire them. Let me repeat that. I know them and I admire them a lot. So I'll be seeing them on the vineyard. I'm telling you, they all hang out. They all play tennis together. They all golf together. They all sip wine together, champagne. They all hang out. They're very aware, the Obamas, Hillary Clinton, of Linda Fairstein in her past. And they had no issue with it because they were getting that funding. In fact, here we come. Here we go. I will not be going to the DNC. The Clintons will be coming to the vineyard. There's a fundraiser there for the Clinton campaign on August 20th. 12 couples are co-hosting at the Edgar home of Carolyn Frank Biondi, former head of Viacom and later at Universal Studios. We are one of those. So again, Linda Fairstein and her family are hosting the Clintons, hanging out with the Obamas. And there, I'm telling you, the Clintons and Obamas are very aware of who they are. Where do you live on the island? Linda Fairstein replies, I'm in Chilmark. The Clintons started coming here in 1993. It's been a real refuge for both of them. For me, I started coming here as a prosecutor. It's such a safe haven. I don't mean to stay away from violence. You get off the plane, it's an oasis from all the emotionally charged work I did as a prosecutor. Exactly, prosecuting kids who were wrongfully convicted and accused of rape and assault. Yeah, that's what you do. I look at people with much high stress jobs than mine and campaigns like this, and I just think it's an island that provides a lot of privacy and respect for privacy. It's a happy place to be. Let's see here. What else we got here? But yeah, I mean, I needed to share this. Because again, if you're so emotionally distraught about the Central Park Five, you're so upset, you know, you're just crying. You can't believe what happened. You're so mad at Donald Trump for being not being remorseful and, you know, putting out the full page ad. But then you go and support the Democratic Party, and I'm telling you, there are Linda Fairsteins littered throughout the party controlling it. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, there are Linda Fairsteins all over the Democratic Party. But for some reason, Black people just think that, gain something from the Democratic Party. They want to tell you that the Republican Party is the party of the racist, but you have Linda Fairsteins all over the party. All over. And then you VOTEPs want to justify supporting racists like Linda Fairstein in the Democratic Party with the whole, my ancestors died to vote, for the right to vote. So our ancestors died to vote so you could vote for the likes of Linda Fairstein and her ilk. I'm just saying. Guys, thank you for joining. Make sure you go to Search for Uhuru on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook. Like, share, and subscribe. And also hit that notification bell when you subscribe. Also, make sure you go to straightblacklove.com. Go to straightblacklove.com. Again, go to straightblacklove.com. Dynasty Mirror, Search for Uhuru. Until next time, peace. Yeah, VOTEPs. That's the term, VOTEPs.